Finland doesn't have a past doesn't have a colonial past. I mean, Finland was among colonialized countries, not among the colonizers. So we don't have the attitude which is sometimes found in England or France, that they look downwards to other cultures.
Finns have been taught for decades, almost two centuries, that Finland truly is a homogeneous country. So now lots of people really have to adapt themselves to very different circumstances, and some people have problems.
Finland as a country is a country that is uncertain or unsure about Muslims in general. I wanted to basically create a new way of being an immigrant. An immigrant who is both involved and engaged in all aspects of society, but at the same time is maintaining a very, very strong sense of identity.
Muslim, I called my mom and told her that, look, now I have become a Muslim. And she said it's okay, but she said that because she didn't know anything about Islam. And then later on, when the media, they told more about Islam, she became, you know, worried. And the information she got was not always correct information. And she got very upset. And actually then when I wanted to go and visit them, my parents, they didn't want me to come because they said that you cannot come with the scarf and you have to come with the t-shirt and jeans. And I said, no, I cannot come.
I had been struggling for so long. I've been trying to break into the industry and nobody wanted to help. And it was that moment that I came to realize that, you know, I should use my cultural background, my stories. And it was very, very helpful.
They don't have a lot of diversity here. It's just Finns and Finns and Finns, and everywhere you look, they are just Finns. So it's a bit difficult to blend in here. But I think that's something that is solvable in the near future because more and more immigrants are coming here, and it's good for the society.
Joitakin vuosia sitten mä syntymän jälkeen niin opin ymmärtämään, että mulla on vähän erikoinen nimi suomalaiseen valtaväestöön. Ja mun äiti oli sitten harras vakaumuksellinen muslimi ja isä oli sitten vähän, voisi sanoa, maltillisempi. Mutta sitten alettiin puhua tataarin kieltä kotona. Eli tataarin kieli olisi meidän kieli, äidinkieli. Ja sen kautta sitten saatiin vähän informaatiota, meillä oli tiivis suku, pidettiin yhteisiä sekä sukujuhlia, mutta myös uskonnollisia juhlia. Ja sen kautta menin suomenturkkilaiseen kansakouluun 6-vuotiaana ja siellä opettiin paitsi arabia, rukouksia, islamin uskontoa, myös tatarin kieltä ja suomen kieltä ja turkin kieltä. Ja silloin mä tajusin, että me ollaan tämmöinen mishääriläinen vähemmistö.
We have one old community that has been here for more than a century, and these are the Tatars. Nowadays, I think we have about 700 Tatars only remaining, but there used to be a bit larger community in past decades. They are an inheritance from the period when Finland belonged to Russia. After that, we had immigrants now and then coming into Finland, but still in, let's say, 1980. There were only a couple of thousands of Muslims, and these communities are mainly people coming into Finland are mainly Somalis, and then we have a lot of Kurds from mainly, I think, from Iraq and Turkey, but also from Iran, and of course we have Iranians, Arabs, and others, but very, very, very small numbers.
I think that the change in Finnish cultural and social landscape has been most obvious in two places. First, in street life, that there are people with different skin colors, people with wearing headscarves, and another place is of course schools. That the school system, school as an institution, has to take into account that there are people with different values, different origins, different skills in Finnish language or Swedish language, and so on.
In fact, if you look at our company's shareholders, and for example, the company's employees, you will see a very sort of balanced proportion of Muslims to non-Muslims. The reason why I wear this symbol is that it is a symbol of Finnish enterprise. So wherever I go around the world, I'm an example of what Finnish companies can be. The Finnish president gave us an award that has been given to Finnish companies that have successfully internationalized their operations for the last 45 years. And this was the first time in history that a startup company or an immigrant wins this award.
Actually, no strong nationalist or right-wing populist movement in Finland. But the last year and a half, there has been quite a strong increase in the popularity of the so-called party, the True Finns, Perussuomalaiset, which actually received a landslide victory at the latest parliamentary elections in April 2011.
Voisi sanoa, että tatarit eli misäärit, meikäläiset, ne sulautui tähän, sopeutui tähän, integroitui tähän yhteiskuntaan pitkälle siitä, että he olivat tekemissä ihmisten kanssa. He valitsivat sitten semmoisia aloja kuin kangaskauppa, mattokauppa, turkiskauppa ja tätä tehtiin sitten aika pitkälle markkinoilla, toreilla ja sitten myös kaupoissa. Helsingissä oli kosolti aika paljonkin turkiskauppoja, mattokauppoja ja näin tuli varmaan kontaktia sitten valtavähemmistön kanssa. Toinen asia varmaan, että he varoivat tekemästä mitään pahaa, mitään huonoa, mitään moraalitonta ja yrittivät pysyä normeissa ja laissa, eli olla kuuliaisia kansalaisia. Eivätkä pitäneet sitten itsestään hirveästi ääntä. Esimerkiksi kun oli islamilaisten juhla tai on ollut Korban tai Ramazan Bayramit tai jotkut muut juhlat, niin ne on pidetty suljetussa tiloissa, on rukoiltu aina suljetussa tiloissa.
I always try to maintain, you know, positive, and I always try to you know, do what I wanted to do. And if somebody, you know, said some, you know, like negative words or, you know, uses some kind of, you know, ugly words to me, I would just, you know, look at them and pass, you know, because I always believe that, you know, I could never control what somebody, you know, said to me, you know, or did to me, but I could always control, you know, my reactions to it. Yeah. So if I wanted to make something out of, you know, big deal, I could. But if I wanted not to, then I would not. So I honestly never had any kind of problems, you know.
I haven't had any negative experience in, for example, that people haven't been spit on me or sworn to me or saying ugly things. This has not happened to me personally. I know these things has happened to immigrant some immigrants, Muslim women.
Jos ajattelee tästä islamilaista ajatusmaailmaa ja sitä, mitä on saanut perusteita ja kaikkea, niin välillä tulee törmäyksiä valtaväestön kanssa. Se on ihan selvää. Varsinkin tulee kiukkuu sitten, kun on esimerkiksi jotain lehdissä uutisia, että 52% suomalaisista ei tykkää muslimista. Kyllä se herättää kiukkua. Et eniten mikä mua tässä päivässä suomalaisissa yhteiskunnassa mishäärilaisena niin kuin muslimina niin on harmittaa semmoinen kahtiajakoisuus, että joka niin kuin kääntyy koko ajan siihen, että kaikki islamilaiset tai islamin uskoa harrastavat muslimit on terroristeja, pahoja ihmisiä, tekevät pommeja ja tämmöinen niin kuin on valtavasti lisääntynyt siitä kultaisesta ajasta, kun mä olen ollut 50, 60, 70, 80-luvulla elänyt ja nähnyt tätä maailmaa, niin kyllä jotenkin se on huolenaihe mulle ihan oikeasti.
So the Finnish integration policy also starts with an assumption that integration is a two-way process, that not only immigrants but also the host society, the native population, has to integrate into the new circumstances. And that is probably the place where the policy so far has failed most badly.
There was a lot of unsuccessful attempts by policymakers to enforce a top-down approach, whereas the way we approach it at Muxlim is a very sort of bottom-up approach. If people find mutual ways to prosper, integration will happen naturally, and then we won't have to enforce it top-down. I can give you a small example. When New York mayor gives an Eid greeting to the Muslim community in the United States, it is something that we feel happy about, but we feel happy about it twice a year. But if a Muslim in the US goes to their local Walmart store and finds a shelf for the halal products so they don't have to drive hours to get the products that they need, this is something that touches them on a daily basis. And that such a thing could be a great recognition for integration.
Finnish society had never had any kind of issue with, you know, Muslim people in the country. They never had any kind of, you know, problems. We never had any riots, you know, demonstrations, you know, or you know, all kinds. So we live together, and you know, we work together, and the best way, you know, to contribute to each other is to live together peacefully and work together, and I think that's the best contribution, you know, people can, you know, give each other.
Suomalainen kulttuuri on ollut aika upeitakin, joskus on ollut yhteisöllisyyttä, kun on ollut pienempiä paikkakuntia, on pidetty ihmisistä huolta. On pidetty ihmistä huolta. Ja se on ollut semmoista, mikä on myös islamilaista kulttuuria. Suku on rakastettu, ystävät on rakastettu, naapuritkin on rakastettu ja niistä välitetään, kysellään mitä kuuluu. Et se on ollut ihan selkeästi mulla varmaan semmoinen niin kuin yhtenäisyys suomalaisen kulttuurin ja islamilaisen kulttuurin kanssa.
Well, I always hope that I can give a positive picture of Islam to people. I mean, of course, because Finnish people are very reserved. So if I go somewhere, the people don't come and talk to me. I have to make the initiative. But when they come, they get very happy and they start asking questions. And that breaks the ice. When I go to talk to the officials as a woman and as a Finnish person, you know, I can talk their language. And they accept it from me easier than what they accept from an immigrant man.
Thank you.
this establishing this Islamic center, it's been a very big thing for our community, because there we have the place where all the Muslim people, all the Shia people, they can come and they can meet each other, and they can have the traditional program, and they can strengthen the identity of their children, and they feel at home, and then there they are not in minority, because we are all the same.
So far there haven't been any conflicts between the Muslim community in Finland or the native Finns, so to say. But I think very much depends on the course that the Muslim community will take, and also the course that the nationalists in Finland will take. So if there will be a development towards more fundamentalist interpretations of Islam among the relatively large Somali community, for example, and at the same time the nationalist radicalization takes place, then there might be some kind of a clashes.
Islamissa on, mä oon aina sanonut, että paljon hyvää, se on mulle rauhanuskonto ja hieno uskonto. Ja niin mun näkemyksen mukaan on se uskonto mikä tahansa, tai niin aina on niin kuin hyvää ja pahaa. Ja siellä ollaan niin kuin ihmisiä. Ja samoin tapahtuu muissa niin kuin uskontokunnissa ja näissä. Ja jotenkin vaan ihmiset tykkää sitä lukea ja sitten ehkä osoittaa sormella vielä, että tuossa on semmoinen ilman mitään niin kuin tuntemista, pelätään sitä ja on ennakkoluuloja. Että se on aika mun mielestä niin kuin mennyt jyrkempään suuntaan tänä päivänä, vaikka huolimatta, että tiedonvälitys niin kuin noin muuten olisi avointa ja suotavaa ja islamista varmaan niin kuin on, minä uskallan väittää, että aika monet ihan hyviä ihmisiä.
I give an example, for example, about the religious education. The religious education is compulsory in Finland. The children have to learn religion at school. So it is usually the Christianity. But if they have three students in the same school from the same religion, then you can have the teacher. Our problem is that we don't have the teachers. So this the problem comes back to the Muslims. We should educate our children to be teachers, so that we have Muslim teachers.
Contributions of Muslims to Finnish culture have, of course, been only recently starting. So, because most of the immigrants have come here during the past 20 years, this means that of course, we don't have an established Muslim community here, or the established community is very small. So I think, for the time being, the Muslim input into Finnish culture is still relatively limited, but that will change during the decades. When you have a community that has been here for 30 years or 40 years, the situation will be different.
I don't think it's a matter of contributing something to the society, but I think it's more like, you know, coming together, collaborating and working and, you know, creating something together. That's how I believe it is, because I don't think I'm expected, you know, to stand, you know, aside and you know, do something by myself and just like, okay, contribute something to us or, you know, show us, you know. But it was like, okay, you know, you have something, I have something, you know, let us do something together, let us, you know, create something together. I think it's more like working and, you know, together than, you know, rather than, you know, contributing something to the society.
Suomalaiselle yhteiskunnalle varmasti ollut hyötyä niin kuin tatareista ja mysääreistä, on ollut erilaisuutta, on ollut värikkyyttä, on jokunen jopa tuonut Suomelle maajoukkueen maaleja jalkapallossa.
I believe that Finland has a unique opportunity to in fact show the rest of Europe and perhaps even the world how to positively integrate immigration, because historically it is still, I mean, it is in a position where it can learn from the mistakes of others, while at the same time come up with its own unique success stories and basically educate the world on how it should be done right.
In the 19th century in Finland there was quite interesting discussion going on about what is the Finnish nationality actually made of. And Sakris Topelius was an interesting figure who then proposed that everybody who loves Finland as his or her home country and is prepared to work for the success of this society can be considered a Finn. I think it was a very liberal statement, even in international comparison at that time. And I think it shows that there is also a national tradition of that kind of a tolerant way, very open way of defining Finnish nationality.